I am so excited. Daddy told me he's taking me to his regular pizza fuck fest. I love pizza. And Daddy says if I'm a good little girl, I can have all the pizza I want. I love pizza. If you remember, my daddy found out I sneaked out of the house and ended up getting fucked by two older guys and having dirty pictures taken of my cunt and my baby tits. Daddy saw the pictures of me naked, and he's been fucking me just about every night since and teaching me how to be a great cocksucker. I love sucking my daddy's cock. It's so big and hard and thick. I can barely get it in my little mouth. A lot of times when I come home from school and I'm wearing my little plaid schoolgirl uniform, the one with the white blouse and the short plaid skirt, Daddy will ask me to sit on his lap and tell him all about my day at school. And while I talk, Daddy is caressing my arms and legs and chest. Then he tells me to unbutton my blouse so he can check to see if my little bitty titties have grown any. This is a game we play every day, my daddy getting my chest all naked so he can check out my baby tits. Then he asks me if I've been rubbing the special white cream onto my baby tits every night like he taught me. And so I told him that I had run out of special cream and I needed more. So then my daddy would take out his cock and ask me to put my little hand on it and stroke it. Up and down, up and down. And then he tells me to lick it like a lollipop. And then he tells me to open my mouth, that I'm a big girl now and I have to do big girl things like sucking a big daddy cock. And so I open my little girl mouth and take my daddy's big cock inside. It's a tight fit, but I do my best. And I lick it and suck on it and try and take as much in my mouth as I can. But I usually can't take very much. And so my daddy helps me out by putting his hands on the back of my head and forcing more of his big daddy dick inside my mouth and down my throat. I usually end up coughing and choking, but Daddy doesn't care. He just says that it feels so good to him when he feels me coughing and choking on his cock, that a lot of times he'll forget to let me come up for air, and he will just keep his cock in my throat and hump his groin against my face, making this jerking motion with his hips until he holds my face really tight to his belly and chews his spunk straight down my throat into my belly. But sometimes he shoots it all over my face instead. And sometimes he shoots it on my baby titties. That's when he tells me to rub his jizz into my chest, because it'll make my little titties grow into big tits like mommy's huge honkers. I hope I have tits as big as mommy's when I grow up. Anyway, today was a special day because when I got home from school, my daddy told me we were going to a special party, that he's been grooming me so I'll be able to make him proud of me at the party. There will be lots of other daddies there too with their daughters, and Daddy wants me to be a good cocksucker and a dirty girl. So he's teaching me how to use my cunt muscles to milk the cum out of his balls. I love my daddy's prick because it fills my tiny, tight cunt so well. Daddy said at the pizza party there will be other daddies with different sized cocks, so I need to know how to use my snatch to take both bigger and smaller pricks. Daddy also wants me to be a filthy talker when getting fucked. He told me that other daddies like their little princesses talking dirty and doing really dirty stuff. I like being able to talk like grown-ups. And I learned from the two guys who fucked me in the van that saying vagina is not allowed. Men prefer me calling it a cunt, and so I do. So whenever my daddy fucks me, I say rude words, phrases like, please, Daddy, please fuck my dirty little cunt. My gash needs your spunk. Fill my fuck hole up with your spunk and make me come in your dump slack cock. Something like that, or even dirtier. So you can see I've changed a lot. I'm no longer shy about showing my tits and cunt. I'm proud of them and flattered that these older guys like to look at me, even though I'm young. They make me feel all grown up, and we do grown-up things, like fucking suck. Daddy takes pictures of me and sends them to his friends. He even has sent some videos of me sucking his meat and him fucking my cunt. I like the pictures he sends to other daddies of me with cum on my face and cum seeping out of my cunt after he's just fucked it. We have made a few audios of me saying dirty things, too, while we're fucking, and the other daddies like that, and I think they all want to fuck me. That makes me excited to think that I'm so popular. I always wanted to be popular with boys, and now I am, and the boys are so much older now. They're men, not boys anymore. It was time to get ready for the pizza party, so I dressed up in a skimpy schoolgirl outfit. White blouse, short plaid skirt, and my new pink panties with the pretty kittens on them. I looked fuckable, and I was, especially with my new collar and leash around my neck. When we arrived, I was surprised at how many other people were there. I was also surprised at how many people I knew. There were school teachers, others from the neighborhood, and even our local priest was there. Which I suppose wasn't a surprise, because some of the girls at school said he touched their cunts and ass in church, and he was a dirty old pervert. I looked around, and people were fucking and sucking everywhere. I was surprised. I never thought boys would be there and do that, but right in front of me was a boy getting his bum fucked, and he was sucking a cock as well. Me and Daddy stood there watching the action, watching other young girls like me getting their cunts fucked and eaten. And this was exciting, seeing all these grown-up men with their hard cocks fucking young girls like me. My cunt was getting wet. One of Daddy's friends came over to us, and he had twin girls on a leash, maybe a bit younger than me, and he asked Daddy if he wanted to swap. Daddy handed my leash to this man and took the twins, but before he left me, he told me to do everything this other man wanted. No arguing, just do it. So I was led away towards the back of the room, past lots of young girls moaning and taking lots of cock. The room smelled of cunt and cum and sex, and my gash wanted some action. I was told to strip, to show my cunt and ass, and to rub my snatch like a lardy, horny cunt. This was what I wanted. I wanted to be fucked. I was so horny. This new man told me to call him sir. Then he grabbed my hair and forced his prick into my mouth. I was getting face fucked. And while I sucked his dick, I was fingering my now wet cunt. Then Sir roughly pushed me down on the floor and spread my legs wide, and he said, I hope your little cunt is wet and loose because I'm gonna fuck it. He had a nice sized cock, and it fit perfectly inside my juicy fuckhole. He was soon fucking my cunt hard, and he said, I'm gonna come in your slutty little cunt. I moaned and remembered what Daddy had said. He told me men like little girls to say naughty things. So I said, please, sir, please fill my fuck hole, my filthy little fuck hole with your spunk. And I wrapped my legs around his hips and ground my gash into his meat. Sir, I'm coming. I could feel it. I could feel Sir dropping his load of spunk deep in my snatch. And my cunt came. Fuck. My cunt came hard, and I milked every drop of jizz from his balls. Oh, oh. Mm. There I was, still laying on my back on the floor, cum seeping out of my cunt, when Sir stood up and yelled out, "Fresh meat over here, first time at the orgy." Suddenly, there were men all around me, and Sir grabbed my hair again and made me clean his cum and my cunt juice off his prick. As Sir moved away, I saw the priest get between my thighs, and he said, "Bless me, Father." And then he drove his big, thick, girthy cock into my cunt. I didn't get much chance to say anything after that because some other daddy's cock was fucking my throat. His cock was so fucking long, it went all the way into my throat, but the owner was considerate. Every few thrusts he pulled back and I got a breath of fresh air before he plugged my throat again. I was pleased when he came, and normal-sized cocks were the ones fucking my face after that. I mean, I am just a little girl, you know. Well, then, after the priest dumped his load of cum into my cunt, he was replaced by some other daddy who fisted his prick and rammed it inside my wet, juicy fuckhole full of priest jizz. It was my first night here, and I was having a fucking great time getting gang-fucked. I was so happy that I was so popular. I know I sucked about 8 cocks, but I also know there were at least 11 guys that fucked my young cunt. I came 4 times, and I was a fucking mess. I had cum in my hair, on my face, and on my fuckhole. It was overflowing with spunk, just dripping out of me. I was told that I was a filthy young slut, and I was nothing but a cum-dump cunt for any guy that wanted my cunt. I had to agree. I'd been gang-banged, and I was still ready for more. But it seems most of these daddies were happy. After all, I wasn't the only young cunt there to be fucked and abused. As I still lay on the floor where I'd been most of the night, but before I could get up, the priest looked down at me and said, "You look filthy. You need to get cleaned up. We need to get some of this cum off of you." Then he grabbed his cock and started to piss on my cunt. Then someone else was pissing on my hair and my face as well. I started to jump up, but then I remembered what my daddy said. Do whatever the men want. So I lay there, letting them piss on me, and suddenly this warm piss felt okay. It actually started to feel good, in fact. Nice and warm and cleansing. And so I fingered my clit as the priest pissed on my cunt. And I came again. Oh, it feels so good to come. My daddy was watching all this time, and he came to me and said, "Time to go, baby girl. Go get dressed." But I couldn't get dressed because one of the daddies had stolen my girly clothes, so I had to go home buck naked. And as I was being led out of the room by my daddy, the boy I saw getting bum-fucked and sucking a cock was also getting a piss shower. Once Daddy and me got home, we had a real shower, and Daddy had me tell him what I had done. I told him all about how I'd sucked lots of Daddy cocks and swallowed lots of cum, how I was gang-fucked by many men, and how I talked dirty to them. I told Daddy I was a filthy little slut, and I told him how I'd begged them all to fill my young cunt with cum and cock. And soon, as I finished one, I was ready for the next one. Daddy told me how he fucked each of the twins twice. But even though he'd come 4 times, he still wanted his baby girl's cunt. He told me none of the other young girls had a cunt as nice as mine, and that made me feel good. Mm-hmm. I love my daddy so much. So soon I was on my hands and knees, and my daddy was plowing my young cunt with his big, hard, thick, girthy daddy cock. Daddy said, "You might have been gang-fucked, but your cunt is still tight, and I'm going to fill it with my spunk." "Yes, Daddy, please fuck me hard. Ram my fuckhole with your daddy dick. I need your spunk, Daddy." And Daddy was fucking me doggy style, and I was howling like a bitch in heat, and I came, and Daddy emptied his balls deep into my fucking cunt. My mind drifted off to earlier tonight, remembering all that had happened, and how I'd been fucked by many cocks, but no cock was better than my daddy's cock, unloading spunk into my tight, young, greedy cunt. I couldn't wait until tomorrow when me and my daddy would fucking suck again. I love my daddy.